Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Juan Berenguer. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jack Perkins. Batting second. The center fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting third. The first baseman, Alvin Davis. Batting fourth. The DH, Ken Phelps. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Milbourne. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Mike Moore. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Milbourne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Perkins reaches second base with a double. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Perkins moves to third. One out. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Two outs. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps takes first base on ball four. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perkins scores. Phelps moves to second. It's 1-0, Mariners. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milburn for the out. One out. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Owen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bergman for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore fires to first and picks off Johnson. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, Mariners, 1. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Milburn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Milburn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Phelps hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bergman strikes out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Kearney and he is out, Owen applying the tag. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0-for-1 in the game. Kearney takes first base on ball 4. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kearney. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with more covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradley strikes out. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Davis reaches second base with a double. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Phelps hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Milburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kearney strikes out. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Henderson scores. Milburn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Mariners. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Perkins takes first base on ball 4. Milburn moves to third. Owen moves to second. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 3 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milburn scores. Owen scores. Perkins moves to third. Bradley moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Mariners. Bill Scherer now pitching. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Moses now playing left field. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradley. Jones reaches second base with a double. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bergman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to third. Ed Vandenberg now pitching. Barbaro Garby pinch hits for Howard Johnson. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a fly ball into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Mariners. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Tigers, 4, Mariners, 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Mariners 4. The Mariners will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Jim Presley pinch hits for Ken Phelps. Barbaro Garby now playing third base. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Mariners 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Stanton now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Kuntz pinch runs for Darrell Evans. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kuntz moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. Grubb strikes out. Two outs. Dave Geisel now pitching. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradley. Jones reaches second base with a double. Kuntz scores. It's 5-4, Tigers. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bergman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Mariners 4. The Mariners will come to bat. Marty Castillo now playing third base. Barbaro Garby now playing left field. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kearney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Seattle Mariners, 4. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.